The political process does not end on election day. Young people need to stay involved in the process by continuing to pay attention to the conversation and holding their leaders accountable for the decision they make. Win or lose, we will go shopping after the election. Yes, indeed, we are having election in Liberia, and this is the political campaign period that started since the 31st of July. The station is the Voice of Hope, 92.5. This morning, we are hoping to be hosting Councillor Bono M. Vama, the UP candidate for Bapu Electoral District number 1. And so, that's it for now this morning. That's the major thing we'll be talking about.
Because maybe people, they have all that money because they wanted to serve the country. But how many of them go there to serve the country? But I don't think it was wrong to put all those things in place for them because the people wanted them to be independent. We don't have bad lawmakers. We have bad voters.
Okay, let me say welcome back from that break. I have with me now Councillor Bono F. Vama, the candidate contesting on the ticket of the United Party for Bapu Electoral District number 1. Let me go to Studio 2. We're going to start right away to kick the ball rolling. Councillor, let me say welcome. Good morning.
Thank you so much. I'm very much proud for the invite.
Okay, it's great to have you this morning. How's it like? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm great. You know, normally campaign processes are characterized by tensions, pressure, and all kinds of stuff. So you're quite aware that we've been in the county, in the district, to have our pre-launch of our campaign activities for the 2017 elections. Mm. And so we had to come to present our platform to our supporters across the district. We're on a one-week tour, and so yesterday that one ended very successfully. And so we hope to, like I said, take a tour in the district to inform our people what we intend to do for them when we elect a representative.
Okay.
So it is an opportunity because it's the first time I am being invited to appear on your show. I know you guys are doing a great job in our district here, in our county.
And
I must really commend the management for the opportunity. I think it's a good job.
And you are the first candidate in this 2017 election appearing on this particular program this morning. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, before we can continue, I want you to tell me a little about yourself.
Bono Vama is a son of Bobolu District. My father came from Gombe Chiefdom. I was born here in Bobolu. My mother is Wata Mamalum Vama. My father is deceased now, the late Honorable James Masamai Vama. My mother, Wata Mamalum Vama, is in the United States attending to medical. Yudokopolu is a place, it's a locale that is, it has interrelated families.
Uh-huh.
And so I come from a very huge family background. I cut across the entire district. My mother's ancestral background is Konungan Chiefdom. My father's ancestral background is Gombe Chiefdom. Of course, I was born right here in Bobolu City at the Bobolu Health Center, now the Chief Jaru Medical Center. I was raised here, went to school here in Bobolu Town, up to 10th grade.
Hmm.
Of course, if you check my records there at the Bobolu Central High School, I have been one of the best students ever in the history of the Bobolu Central High School. Received several double promotions, and that's it. I was promoted to 10th grade, having successfully passed in the WIAT, and I matriculated to the D2M Memorial High School, where I graduated in 1992. Again, successfully passing the WIAT, and I, of course, not being satisfied with my academic status, my educational background, I matriculated at the University of Liberia, where I earned a bachelor's degree in economics and management. And then later on, I earned a law degree, went to the United States of America, and also I'm a graduate of the World Bank Social Protection Program in Washington, D.C., United States of America. I am an owner of a diplomat in social protection, labor relations in Geneva, Switzerland, many countries around the world, Senegal, and many countries around the world.
Wow, quite impressive. You are
At the University of Liberia, let me just say to you, my background is advocacy and human rights. At the University of Liberia, I was a victor. among the 35,000 students of the University of Liberia. Firstly, I was elected as a sophomore class president. I served as Secretary General of the Lofa University Student Association at the University of Liberia. I was also a staunch member of the Varsity Christian Fellowship at the University of Liberia, a very important student at that university, of course, honor roll student, if you may. I graduated with honor from the Department of Economics, in spite of my involvement in student activism at that university. I was elected as the co-chairman of the Progressive Vanguard Student Education Party, the oldest political student movement on that campus, and I also was eventually elected as the vice president of the University of Liberia Student Union also. If you may, I encountered some critical problem with the Charteris regime because of my critical stance on national political issues. I was able to in fact, I was banished into exile as a result of my stance on national political issues with President Tito. I was arrested twice, incarcerated twice. Let me make it simple. I was jailed two times by the President Tito regime. And then me and other 14 student leaders were banished into exile, where we stayed for 5 consecutive years in Nigeria and Ghana, respectively, and were able to return when President Tito left the country. So this is a man who has come with wealth of experience. On the public front, I have worked with the Ministry of Labor, in fact, with the National Elections Commission here in Babolo as magistrate in 2005. I have also worked with the Ministry of Labor as Director of Trade Union Affairs. I've also worked at the Ministry of Labor as Assistant Minister of Labor. In fact, it was during my time as Assistant Minister of Labor that this labor office in Babolo City was built. So when I hear people say what he has done for the people, it was through my support and my ingenuity. Because my brother and friend Samuel Kofi was as Minister of Labor, and I as Assistant Minister coming from Babolo, I did my best to make sure that there be a labor office here in Babolo County. So it was because of me that a labor office was constructed. I didn't stop there. I resigned from the Ministry of Labor in 2012 because of some issues with the way things were being handled there, because I felt I'm one person who had been trained by the Ellen Sirleaf government all around the world in labor relations. And so I thought I would have been preferred as Minister of Labor. And so that did not happen. Of course, I felt I should go in the full practice of law. So me and Councillor Tiangong Gonglo, as you all know him, were able to open a law firm on Ashmore Street, and there where we've been up to now. Let me also tell you that I am a counselor of the Supreme Court Bar of the Republic of Liberia. I'm a professional lawyer, a consummate lawyer. And as such, I've also worked for the Ministry of Justice, where I serve as Deputy Chief Prosecutor for the Sexual Gender-Based Violence Crimes Unit, where I've been prosecuting people who committed the crime of rape against our children.
Okay, yes. Counselor.
Currently, and then after I left the Ministry of Justice, I also went to the Governance Commission, where I work right now. At the Governance Commission, I've worked on so many legislations for the presidency. The new police law. This lawyer who comes from Babolo, who comes from Babolo district, is the one that drafted the new police law. This lawyer who sits in your studio is the one that drafted the immigration law of Liberia. Lawyer who sits here is the one who has drafted the law creating the Civil Service Commission. This lawyer who sits here is a lawyer who has done so many things. I have been able to draft also the National Pension Reform Law of Liberia. Currently, all of the law, the National Transitional Law of Liberia, I have drafted that. The President's Special Offices, so many laws, they are countless. So I come with experience, competence, and qualification.
So all of those laws you just mentioned, are they really in the best interest of the people?
Of course. Today you have the police, they've been reformed, the immigration, they've been reformed. We've now had a national transitional law that is taking place now since the independence of our country. And let me explain, when we talk about national transitional law, it's a law that provide the political arrangement for one democratic government to turn over to another democratic government. So I know Madam Sirleaf will be turning over in January.
Yes.
So now we're going to have a law that will say how that transition process should work. And so, and many other things, like I said to you, because I didn't come with jotted points, but just to give you a panoramic overview of what we've been doing. These are some of the things we've been doing. Also,
okay, we're coming down
currently at the governance
to the
commission
local level. Yeah,
at the governance commission.
Yeah, I want us to come down now to Babolo County.
Okay, thank you.
Because this is campaign town.
Of course.
And so now, what are some of the core values or issues that you are trying to impress on voters during this particular campaign period?
I've been giving you a very good profile. Liberia, the stage we are now, This is no longer the time. This is no longer the time to experiment positions of trust in our public space. The position as representative of a constituency is not a child's play. Electorates have to take into consideration many factors. They must make sure that whoever is elected as their representative, that person must have the competence, the experience. Because, for instance, if you look at the function of the legislative branch of government, there are so many functions that are very cardinal as provided under the Constitution.
Three.
So you must have people.
Three functions specified on the book.
Of course, yeah, you know them.
Lawmaking. Are you going to hold those three functions as a law
of course,
gospel?
Of course.
As a law and gospel?
Yes, of course. If you look at my history, I have a very unique history. I bring competence, I bring reputation, I bring integrity, I bring preparedness to work. I have done all. In fact, like I said to you, that's why I gave you the profile of lawmaking. Most of the laws are drafted. Most of the laws that have been drafted for this government have been drafted by Councillor Bono and Vama.
So what are the key issues?
So if you talk about my core value, I'm coming back now to the question.
Yeah, okay.
If you talk about the core value, firstly, if you look at my poster, they are enumerated. Clearly, the one, reconciliation, I think is a key issue for our district. And we think premium importance must be placed on the issue of reconciliation. I have come to note that there is division all around the place. Either in the families in Bobolu, in the towns and villages, there are divisions all around the place. So we think being able to reconcile our people, that's the only way development will take place in our district. So that is very key. Number two, you see land disputes all around the place in the district. All the areas I have visited, whether it's in Koningam Chiefdom, there is an emerging land crisis between the people of Koningan Chiefdom and Bella District. I know you are aware about that. There's a potential land crisis between Guyantown and Bayama. There are issues with Madina and Fasuta. Raya in Popolu, there are issues with the Sabeman people, the Bone people, and the Popolu people. There are issues everywhere. Land dispute, land crisis is so prevalent in Popolu District that there has to be something that we need to do about that. So if I'm elected,
how do you intend to address land issue if you like?
Well, you know, I'm a certified lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm a professional lawyer.
Uh-huh.
I am an expert when it comes to arbitration. I'm an expert when it comes to mediation. I'm an expert when it comes to conciliation. I told you I'm a labor relations expert.
Yeah.
So I bring all of the qualities to the table. If I'm elected as the representative of the people of Bobo District, Electoral District 1, these are issues I'm going to tackle. I will sit with the chiefs in the area, I will sit with Mr. Superintendent or Madam Superintendent, I will sit with everyone, and even the local leaders, to make sure that land dispute should not become an issue that will be blown into full-scale crisis. Pundits have indicated, my brother, that if we're not mindful in our country, land crisis could generate into the next political turbulence in our country.
And if, Councillor, currently there is a law, a land rest bill, that's lingering in the legislature.
Yes.
So, what are you going to do with that law?
Before I can come to that issue, let me just tell you, I was one of those that wrote that law also. Me and Councillor Nibali Warner, we wrote that particular land rights law.
So,
with Councillor Benedict-Sano.
So, if you liked it, will you support that bill for it to be passed? So that
yes,
the people
course,
can have the land back.
We need to find time to discuss that because it's a very huge matter.
Okay.
And the reason why I think our lawmakers are taking time to pass on this law, because you know, and I stand to be corrected, some of them may be engaged with land grabbing because the land rights law talk about prohibition on land grabbing. It talks about protection of community land rights, public reservation of private land and public land, how the land will be disposed of. Everything is there. It talks about county land pool, everything in our land rights law. So they are taking some time off because, I don't know, for some reason, because I think it's a very good public instrument that will make sure that land disputes are mitigated. And let me just tell you, because of the crafting of that land rights law, the American government was able to give the Liberian government $257 million in money that had been used to rehabilitate the hydro at Mount Coffee. So it's a very huge issue that all of us need to place premium on. So I'm calling on our lawmakers to place importance on this matter, that the land rights law or land rights bill can be passed into law to protect our land everywhere. And I think that is very much important. Then going back again to the platform issue, because I did not exhaust my list.
Yeah.
Youth empowerment. Look, let me be very frank with you.
Uh-huh.
Those of us who know the history about the creation of Babolu County must indicate to our people this morning that when our county was being created, you know this is from Lower Lofa. Omen Kekura Kpoto resisted to the creation of our county because he said, Lord, Lofa did not have the requisite educated people to even occupy the jobs that come with the creation of a county. That's what Kefla Kuto said. As a student leader of a University of Liberia, who also was thinking about protecting our people, we made sure we were very intellectual. We had a meeting with President Taylor, the late Omen Jalalu, and all of our people to tell President Taylor that it was an issue of legacy. What Senator Kuto was saying was not the right thing. If you create Bapolu as a county, tomorrow in the pages of history are turned, reference will be made to you, President Taylor, and listening to our cry, and that's how this country was created. So any of us coming to power in Bapolu district, the first thing that we need to do is to place premium, is to make sure that our youth are in power, is to make sure that our youth have capacity, is to make sure that education is paramount. Few days ago, I almost shed tears, my people. I almost shed tears because I gathered the information that out of our students here at the Bapolu Central High, only one person passed the national government exam.
All of 32, one pass.
We need to stop that. If I'm elected as an educated person who brings experience to the table, I would make sure Bapolu Central High School, that is my alma mater, that's the school that has given me foundation today. Today I'm a professional lawyer in this country. That is the school that has given me foundation. So I will make sure that qualified and productive teachers are in the employ of Bapolu Central High School. I will make sure our children, our school-going children, we have the requisite and competent education to be able to bring to the table value, competence, and qualification. So it's something that speaks volume about our system here. Because maybe we've not placed premium on Bapolu Central High School, that is the only high school in the district or in the county. That's why one student is passing. No. Bapolu Central High School is a unique institution. It has got unique history. We need to protect the core value of that institution. So youth empowerment remains very much key. Then we come to our healthcare. The Tijalo Medical Center is the only basic healthcare that we have in the county. Of course, we will be representing our district, but we will also be concerned about the county. We'll make sure that this hospital is revived, renovated, make sure it has everything. We have instruments here, medical instruments that will be able to attend to surgeries and everything, at an improved level. We must make sure that the nurses and the physicians that will be employed of the hospital are qualified and productive. I'm very much concerned about also making sure to link Bapolu with other cities in the United States of America to make sure that that hospital can be well supported.
So let's look at the road network issue in the
And then also that is also part of my platform. We will make sure that our road network is one of the best in the country.
How do you intend to make this road easy? Yeah.
What we lack in Bapolu district is not money. What we lack in Bapolu district is leadership, especially at the level of representation. And I want to be very clear about that. It is not money that we lack. We lack leadership. If I'm elected as representative, you know, as a lawyer, who also helped to craft the budget law, who understands the budget law, I will make sure funds intended for the county that this aggregates into districts, especially Bapolu district, will be utilized for the purpose. If we're having county sitting, we'll make sure we have representatives who will go and articulate the interests of Bapolu district out of bias, out of support, and make sure whatever form that we have there will be used for internal purpose. So road network is going to be very paramount. You see the road network in the district, is appalling. I've been traveling all around Koningai, other places, Gwangwe Areye, and other parts of Bapolu district. Very, very appalling. I was in Mobley Town the other time. Very much appalling. I was in Kengma. I was in Tawata. In fact, the bridge has cut between Henrytown and Tawata. What are we doing about that? So we need to make sure every fund that is intended for the use of the people of Bapolu district will be utilized to the fullest. I'm not going to come on this radio this morning and tell the people that I will take money from my pocket, because that is blatant lie. No money program and say, I'm doing this from my pocket.
So where we get
our lawmakers must be very accountable to us.
They know that
most of the projects that they're undertaking in the district are projects that are funded by the national budget, not from our pockets. I will be able to come back to our people and say, there's the money we have on the budget. What can we do with this money? I will come and report to them what I achieved at the national legislature. So road network remains very, very key.
So how do you intend to make the people of this electoral district, number one, inclusive in your development agenda, just in case you win tomorrow?
Of course, I told you about the county sitting.
Okay.
The way the budget law is crafted, it gives them the authority, the citizens, whether Senator 1 or Senator 2 is recommending people to the county sitting, all of those recommended to be delegated to the county sitting come from the county.
So what
they come from the district. What? So they must, and we will guide them that look, there is not time for cleavage politics. This is time to look at the interests of Bobo District. Bobo District has been a victim of many political circumstances. We must make sure that those circumstances are minimized or mitigated. So I will make sure if I have delegates I'm recommending to the county sitting, mm-hmm. there must be people who understand the issue. Because if you talk about road network and tell them, say, go and articulate the view in the interest of road network, there must be people who understand road network. If it's education, there must also be people who understand what you mean by education, because that's a major challenge. If it is Medicare
yeah.
or healthcare, there must be people who know that, look, when you get sick tomorrow and you don't have to be transferred or referred to Bombing Hills, you must be attended to right here in Bobolu. So these are some of the issues we're talking about.
Okay, Councillor, yeah. I want us to take this short break. When we come by, I'll be opening a line so that we can get a public reaction on your appearance this morning. And we're going for this break and be right back on The Voice of Bobo 92.5. I'm hosting Councillor Bono M. Fama this morning. Okay, I'm sorry for bringing you that wrong clip. This is the one I want to bring this morning. Let me see. Okay, here's it. This is the clip. Yes, indeed. Love Liberia, think Liberia. Councillor, you listen to this song. What do you think about it?
Oh, wonderful. Our illustrious standard bearer and president soon to be, Dr. Jota Nyimambuaga, is one of the best Liberians ever produced. And that's why we are going to do everything possible to make sure that Vice President Joseph Buaga is the next president in the Republic of Liberia. Somebody asked me a question recently in Tottenham, where I went to meet the citizens, and asked me a very critical question and said, hey, Councilor Bama, at the national level, you are pushing for continuity, but at the district level, you don't want to push for continuity. It was an interesting question. And I answered it at this, hey, at the national level, President Salif is a competent individual. No government is an exception to challenges. For the past 12 years, there have been some very good things that this government has achieved, and there are still some challenges that we are yet to overcome.
Okay, let me open the line now. The number is 0888-725-359, 0888-725-359. This morning, I'm hosting Councillor Bono M. Fama. He is contesting on the United Party ticket for Bapuru Electoral District. Okay, our first caller. This is our first caller. Councillor, I want you to be taking some record. Maybe we'll take two or three callers, then you respond. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Henry. How are you doing this morning?
Okay, Mr. Boto Make, welcome.
Okay, my name is Boto Make, like you said. I want to highly commend Councillor Obama for his first appearance. And of course, I have a very big concern this morning, and I hope that the Royal Leonard Councillor can address this concern.
Yeah.
Councillor, I would like to know, too many times people say, Okedis have a very good platform, like what you have. What guarantee could you give the people of Bobolu District if elected that these instruments that you're talking about, these in your platform, all of those things that you have there, what guarantee can be good in citizens of Bobo District if elected, you uphold those platform that you have, or your platform, you uphold your platform. What guarantee do you have for the people of Bobrule District? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. That's the first caller in the line. Remy, the scene 0888-725-359. 0888-725-359. Okay, Councillor, just keep taking record. Okay, this one is on our line. Okay, good morning. Your name? Where you call from? Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, you are live on the radio. What is your name?
Pascal.
Yeah, please be
audible
a bit.
I said this is Pascal.
Okay, go ahead.
Councilor Bono, I have the photo. Congratulations for your contributions and wealth of experience over the years.
Mm-hmm.
After your expertise,
yeah, please.
It's just because that you have a lot of qualifications, a lot of experiences, and you are coming to work with the traditional people. I don't know how, what sort of strategy you are going to put in place, because it's like you have a tip of everything in the country. When you talk about this, you are qualifying in that direction. When you talk about this, you are qualifying in that direction. And you are coming to work with the traditional people. I don't know what sort of strategy are you going to use, at least for the poor boys to be there in some of these deliberations for each other.
All right, thank you. Okay, the line is 0888-725-359. Okay, this other caller is on the line. Okay, let me bring in this caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, your name, where you call from?
I'm Zizi Momba calling from Dakwari.
Mr. Momba, what is your input?
I want to be very much grateful to the councilor for his parent liberation.
Mm.
But I want to know from the councilor.
Yeah.
You know who to get from? Is impressed by the
background. Please be audible. You got to be
well.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to know that has been somewhat in track when it comes to Bobrule, how we can look at.
Okay, you're talking about track record. Okay, we'll pick up more calls on this line 0888-725-359, 0888-725-359. We'll pick up calls. Then by 9:15, the councillor will start responding to some of the calls, some of the comments that are coming in this morning. Okay, let me bring in this other caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bowman.
Yeah, you're near. Where you call from?
My name is Vamuya Mubolu Sano, and I call from Vamizden.
Okay, Mr. Sano, welcome. What is your contribution to the show?
First of all, I want to commend the astute and well-learned Councillor of our time, Councillor Bona M. Bama, the incoming representative of Bobrule District, Bobrule County. The Councillor has spoken well, and I can assure you that the people of Bobrule District are resolved in electing Councillor Vama come or towards the end. Frankly speaking, Henry, if you look at the candidates in the race currently, Councillor Vama brings the best platform for the people of Bobrule District. The Councillor is prepared to deliver this district in improvement of our people, for the full representation of the people, and for the full leadership ability of the current incumbent lawmaker, the person of Avrakwa. So before with you, Councillor platforms in local and local pillars have been cemented.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions?
My question here, I don't have a question. I want to make some comment. That's all on the one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sano. Let me let more people that got concerns to call in. The number is 0888-725-359, 0888-725-359. That is the number available. I have with me currently in studio, Councillor Bono M. Fama. He is contesting to be a representative for you, those of us that in electoral district number one in Bobrule County. So I'm going to steal the tool now, Councillor Vama, for him to start responding to some of the comments. Councillor?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm quite impressed about the questions that were posed by our callers. Mr. Bolton McKee wants a guarantee for... Sorry, I got a very bad voice this morning.
Yeah.
He wants a guarantee for... What do we guarantee our people when we are elected, and how can we make sure that our platform that we are presenting to say ourselves will be implemented? Mr. McKee, that's a very good question. Normally in the United States of America, and we are now trying to borrow that to Liberia, people normally go to put try record to know what they've done, what they've achieved before, and then that can inform their current position or their current decision. If you check my try record, at the Ministry of Labor, I achieved a lot as director and assistant minister. As a labor relations expert, I was able to ensure that the industrial crisis at the fires implantation was resolved. At the governance commission, I have said and indicated that I have done so many legislations and programs in defense of public policy. At the University of Liberia, when I served as vice president of the student union, I achieved a lot, and I think you know some of my records.
So what are those indicators that you're going to set so that when we see that, we know that yes, indeed, this is what the counselor said during his campaign, and this has come
of course, us. Take my platform, put it in your diary book, and hold me accountable to them. As a counselor, during the campaign process, you came and availed yourself and presented a platform to us, outlining several issues. What is your achievement when it comes to reconciliation? Let's do a major review. Let's do a major review of the Council of Obama platform with his letter as representative. Ask me those questions. Restoration or, how do you call it? Resolution of land dispute. What have you achieved towards that? Let the people place me in check, and that is our challenge. That's our failure in Liberia. When we let our people, we don't go to checkmate them. But Councilor Varma is open. As a Democrat, I will be open to everybody in Bobo District. Bring me to check and ask me those questions about my platform. Say to me, when you are running to be representative, you said this to us. And so where are we on them? So my guarantee, Mr. McKay, is my track record. My track record speaks volume about what I've achieved. If you look at my profile and my achievement in the public space, I've achieved a lot, and I think I will still continue to achieve. So the guarantee is my commitment. Because as somebody from a student background, somebody from a human rights background, I think I've achieved a lot in this country that people can hold me accountable to. This is the reason why I serve numerous positions here. Currently, I am the head of the National Integrity System. Somebody who has not been involved with corruption, somebody who is clean, somebody who has not been involved with fraud, somebody who is, character is replete with excellence. So the guarantee is my track record.
Okay.
Number two.
Specifically.
Somebody talk about strategy.
Yeah.
To deal with the traditional people. Mm-hmm. I'm not from the United States of America. I'm from Bobolu District. I caught palm last year. I set trap here. I made farm here. I did everything here. So I'm not from Jupiter. I'm not from Pluto. So I have lived with our people here. I'm from right here. I was right here. So I know traditional value. I respect traditional value. So I will work with my people. Of course, they're not going to be out of my issues here. We'll always incorporate them because I said reconciliation, meaning you bring in traditional people, civilized people together. So the only strategy is to make sure I become very respectful, that I've always been, to bring our people together, make sure that we achieve the core value you're talking about.
Okay, then, we got 15 more minutes left on this show, but now 30 will be any. The number is 0888-725-359, 0888-725-359.
Somebody talk about track record, Goloma.
Yeah, your track record.
Somebody talk about track record. I said that maybe the person was listening at the beginning. But my brother, in Bobolu District, a lot. I sponsor a lot of students at the University of Liberia from Bobo District and some in high school in Birmingham Hills and other parts of the county or the district. I don't have to come to say I'm paying 10% school fee. Even if I went out right now, I'm sponsoring some people. In Bakweta, okay, I'm sponsoring some people.
Let me bring in this caller. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Okay, this person.
And so, continue. So just continue. I was saying to you, as Assistant Minister of Labor, we constructed a labor office here in Bobolu. It was through Bono Varma. I want to make that very clear. It was through Bono Varma that a labor office in Bobolu District was constructed. Number two, my advocacy role is something that speaks volume about my character. We've been advocating the interest of this place. We advocated even for the creation of the county, which was so paramount. I'm not somebody who was a backbencher. I was in the front line making sure that Bible was created. And so these are some of the things that we've done. Capacity building, yes, we are there. We've been building the capacity of our young people. And we even do more. Because everyone cannot go to the academic environment to learn ABC. There has to be an environment where vocational and training opportunity can be provided our people. The women, somebody want to learn how to sew, how to bake bread, to make soap. I'm concerned about the economy, the local economy of Bobolu District. And that would be very paramount when I'm elected as representative.
Okay, one other thing I really want to find out from you, for example, reconciliation. So what are some of the activities that you think you would carry on if elected?
It's very easy.
Yeah.
It's very easy. If you read the TRC report, my brother, there's something very good there that speaks to reconciliation.
Let me bring it down to the district level.
Truth and Reconciliation Commission report.
Yeah.
Will be my pillow. Town hall meeting, my brother. Come to Bobolo. Go to a specific family that you know that is characterized by conflict. Have a town hall meeting with that family. Because it has to start with the family level. And then we expand it at the town level, then at the clan level, then at the district level. What we do down there, we inform the aggregate up there. So I would be very much concerned to bring towns together. I told you, we have potential land disputes all around Bobo District. And I know you guys are generally the big following the issues. Potential land disputes over boundaries, harmonization, etc., etc. I'm going to be very much concerned about reconciling our people using the town hall approach, bringing them under the town hall, look at some matter of traditional value, bringing our elders there, I mean the correct elders, not the ones that lack confusion, and also looking at the law. I told you I'm an expert in conciliation, in mediation, and bringing all the skills to the table.
So
and I'm very sure.
Do you have a campaign slogan?
Well, you know that I'm for United Party is there, think Liberia, love Liberia, build Liberia. So that's why we championing all around the place. So that is it. You must first think about your country. You must love your country. And then build your country.
So what makes you think you are the best candidate among the 10 contestants in electoral district number one? Do you think you will win then?
Normally, I don't like to do this because people will say the man is arrogant. But it's up there to the people to do their comparative analysis.
Yeah.
To do their brutal evaluation. The 10 candidates that will be participating or who will be participating in the election on October 10, do your comparative analysis in terms of readiness, qualification, preparedness, understanding of the issues, where to work. At the national legislature, as a representative, you must know how to prepare bill and submit it and lobby upon for me for the passage. That is something that we've been doing. As a drafter of so many legislations in our country, it's easy for me. I already have drafted several bills. I can't divulge that here today. I've drafted several bills on behalf of Bobo District, that when I'm elected as a representative, those bills will begin to be used. And I can tell you, with my lobbying power that I know, with my connectivity in the Liberian public space, those things are something that will be done in the soonest possible time.
Okay, you are being accompanied by Honorable X.A. Vama. He is okay. Let me bring in this caller before I go to him for a special statement. Yeah, good morning, Yoni. Where you call from?
Yeah, my name is Sam Zina, calling from Monrovia.
Okay, Honorable Sam Zina, you are live on the radio. Currently, I'm hosting Councillor Bono M. Vama.
Okay, yeah, I didn't, even though I will not be able to listen to the program from here to actually know the discussion, I read the post last night and just wanted to ask a question. Maybe the councillor can help us answer some of these questions.
Yeah.
And this is directly to the councillor. Councillor, we have had several problems, legal problems in Bobolo, legal issues. And for instance, the lawsuit that was filed against Bobolo County, and I think we consulted you several times, and you promised to help in that direction. But since then, every time you promised in Bobolo when we came to Monrovia, there was no action. So now that the political season is here, everybody is, you know, trying to market their party themselves, and we hear all these good promises. In the past, you have not actually been able to provide some services in your professional area. So what should we expect when you get back elected?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And I hope he is monitoring, but he said he's not going to follow.
Yeah, no, let him get Romeo on the line maybe for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I'll see you at
okay. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, first let me commend you for the good work you're doing on behalf of PMC here in Bobolo. I've been following your events very well. But I think you are wrong when it comes to the one that has to do with providing legal services. No. Lawyers normally do not go to just get involved in legal matters. Yes, I can recall when the lawsuit was done, which I did not have the clear understanding about before a lawyer can even provide consultative services. They must have understood the issues very well before they can make an informed judgment. I can recall that I advise you, if this is a government or Liberia issue, then it has to be channeled to the Minister of Justice, especially where it bordered on corruption or fraud or whatever. I said that clearly. I said that you would like to know exactly where the role of Minister of Justice in this matter. But I And by then I was working for the Minister of Justice when you brought the matter before me. And of course, the Minister of Justice has always been headed by a Minister of Justice. And so as a lawyer, you cannot take a case without the approval of the Minister of Justice. And I said to you, so this thing has to do with a government matter. It would have been better for you to consult with the Minister of Justice to advise you appropriately. That's why it is. That's
right.
Why it is.
Right.
But on the private
he's
property,
on the line, baby.
On the,
you
I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. On the
yes,
private.
Yes.
On the private.
Exactly.
Let me get
exactly,
follow up.
Bulma,
we have me off the line so that we can pick up all the calls from
yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly, Mr. Bulma. I have a follow up.
Yeah.
Question or statement which might end into a question. We happen to be from Apple Life. For instance, you're deaf. Yeah, you've been following my work. You know, the fact that I'm doing some good stuff in the country, that's fine. And those work I'm doing are out of patriotism, out of goodwill, most of them. If we are going to undertake projects in some of the places, we finance our own state in most cases, and do those things out of goodwill. Now, the legal services that were provided, they were provided by all those citizens from the county who we took the same complaint to that we did to you. And those people decided to take back and help the county because they are from the county and they provided those services. Up to now, we have not paid them a dime. And my question came from that direction. If you are from the county and you have all this legal knowledge, don't you think you are supposed to maybe take active part, play active role in the posting of this case instead of sitting down for us to come to you and say, look, we really need this from you and X, Y, Z.
And that's exactly the mistake you are making.
All right, let me say thank you for
that's exactly the mistake you are making.
Mm-hmm.
As a professional lawyer, I need to understand a legal issue before I can even offer my piece of advice. That's the first thing I want to say to you. And you approached me one given situation. Mr. Sinan, you cannot tell me you ever came back to me after that singular approach. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm a lawyer that has always been involved with many issues in the country. National issue, my own private issue, etc., etc. So if you come to me to say, look, you need your legal advice, I can just get involved with legal matter when I don't understand the nitty-gritty of the issue. So this is a matter that was involved with a company that was hired to do the layout of Bobudu City. I needed to look at contractual agreement between the county authority and the company.
So
I needed to understand the company. I'm coming, Goldman. I'm coming, Goldman.
Not given to you.
Goldman, I'm coming. I needed to understand the issue very well before I can even do it. Any lawyer who would jump to the conclusion to advise you without understanding the issue must be a field lawyer.
Okay,
but this is a professional competent lawyer who is always.
Yeah, let me take this caller. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, bro. How are you? This
is... Yeah, you're near. Where you call from?
This is Khalifa. Yeah, I'm calling you from Medina.
Okay. What is your contribution to the show?
Yes, I just want to ask the governor in the studio there, because the show is all the platform, and we look at him, he's good. He's one of the prosecutors in this district. But really, I want to know from him, what records he now do for himself in this district that we can see and count for us to get in this district for him to represent us in the house. What really he now do for himself? I don't think district now. What he do for himself? We can count on.
All right. Okay.
I don't understand that question very well. What have I done for myself?
What have you done for yourself?
I don't know. I take care of myself. I'm a human being. I'm qualified. I've gone to good schools around the world. And the position as representative, you probably need people to
okay,
provide.
After this, we'll take two more calls and then
pass
the line.
Yeah, but I need to address that particular issue, please.
Yeah, let me just take two more calls. Then I want to take no more calls again. Okay, you're on the line. You're near. Where you call from?
Good morning. Yeah. Your guest.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron F. Molva.
Okay. Aaron, you're on the beach.
Yeah, I've been following the story of the news while my brother is giving the video. Everything people trying to call. It is true that Councilor Bolan Bama is coming from Bobudu District, and he hailed from where some of us are operating from. But I can see the councilor, when the LRT of court opening, when the French and other police are in the county for court opening, we cannot turn around to represent yourself in the court opening.
So what is the question?
And you pass, yes. And you follow the decision making of the court opening in this country. You want the few men that people is looking at in this country as a lawyer. Why it is that sometimes when a court is coming to the country for the court opening, you cannot come there and see what we can look at in the team that is a counselor for this country.
All right, that one.
Can
is
I answer that question, please?
Yeah, let me take just continue, but I will take one more call and then I'll close the line. And this is a call now, let me take it. The call is already here. I need to take this. Yeah, you are the last caller. You're near. Where you call from?
I'm Lydia V. Bala from Sabimatan.
Oh, that's great. Female voice. Yeah, Lydia.
My concern has to do with reading. Women concerned. I've been listening to the radio. I've not heard anything about women concerned.
Women.
We have a whole lot of problems in Dabolu County, especially Bopolu City. Our voices are not being heard. And this candidate is coming in to be a representative for District 1. What will you do for the women for their voices to be heard?
All right, that Thank is you. Our last and final caller. We're not picking up no more calls. So when you call, say the phone will not ring. So, Councillor, I want you to address all of the things that people say.
Just to conclude with Mr. Samzina, as a professional lawyer, again, I must indicate that I must comprehend the issue before I can even learn my verse. It was a complicated legal matter that he talked about, and I advised inappropriately. He didn't do follow-up, so I just thought everything was okay. So the very next time you want me to assist in a legal matter in the county, you got to follow up because I have multiplicity of legal issues to address. Whether privately, on behalf of the Office of the President, on behalf of the Office of the Governance Commission, there are so many issues that this councillor is always charged with responsibility to address. Now, on the Aaron Mobile question, Aaron, I'm sorry, you're not a lawyer, so I don't blame you for asking this question. If I don't come to Bobolu to attend court opening, and I go to the court in Monrovia, it says suffices. Well, you are very much wrong. And I want to say, because you're not a lawyer, I've been here on numerous occasions. On numerous occasions, this man who is speaking to you on the radio is the organizing and the organizer of the Bapolu Bar Association. In fact, I should have become president, but because of my busy schedule, we had a consensus for Councillor Kani Weso to take a leadership. So I have been here at court openings. So if one or two occasions you didn't see me at the court, it meant that I had to go to different court openings. And of course, it suffices. So please, I don't want you to raise the issue and you don't understand the matter. We are lawyers. We have canons. We have rules and regulations that govern our practice. So if you don't see me here specifically on one or two occasions, doesn't mean I don't attend court opening. Like I said to you, I'm the organizer of the Bapolu Bar. I organize the bar, the local bar of Bapolu County.
Women
is working very well.
The issue of women empowerment.
Women empowerment, Lydia, I can tell you, if you look at the candidates in this race, who is much more closer to the women than Councillor Bonafama? This is the lawyer, this is the representative aspirant who has been buying lapas for our people, meaning I love them throughout the district. On my platform, I have women empowerment there. Because there's under no condition that we can have Bapolu or Bapolu district booming in the absence of our mothers and our sisters. And that is the reason why in all of my activities, the women have played major role and they will continue to play major role.
So Councilor,
I can assure you that women interest will be very paramount when Councilor Vama is elected the representative of Bapolu district.
So what else will you do in order to have the women sustainable to be buying Lapapo for themselves?
Well, that's what I just said. In my platform, we'll talk about capacity building.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to seek to ensure that a vocational and training opportunity can be established here in Bobolu. For those of our women who we think still have some values to go and attain some knowledge, can go to that vocational and training institute to acquire different knowledge in making sure that they can become very independent.
Okay.
I told you, I'm an expert in social protection. At the World Bank in Washington, D.C., that phenomenon is a phenomenon that takes people from dependent position to independent position. So as an expert in social protection, that's what I'm going to be involved with, to make sure that our people will not be dependent on me or any local leader in Bobo district but themselves. You can only do that by empowering them, building the capacity for them to become much more independent.
Okay, let me take a special statement from Mr. Exil Farmer. Finally, I will be coming to you for your parting statement. Mr. Farmer, you accompany the councillor. I'm sure you supported the mayor. Which part of your platform you fit in?
Well, I support all of his problems.
In 2 minutes time, your statement.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Buma, thank you very much for this opportunity to speak on your platform. I'm with Bono in all of his activities that I've written in that platform. Also, you know, you may not know, we are representing the Borno campaign team on the national, along with all our officials. So
just speak directly to the mic.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying that I represent this Borno on this district on the national campaign team.
Okay.
And so we can want to say thanks for this opportunity that you've given us to be on this radio.
All right.
We want to speak to the people of our district that we have brought someone to you who understands the issues, who's capable of protecting you, who's able to redeem you from the present situation that you are faced with. We've been deprived. Our district has been deprived. We lack representation. The issue of our role has been a perennial problem. We are bringing this Vermont to this level so that you can elect him, so that most of the issues that we are faced with can be done with.
All right, I want to hold you there because we are pressed against time. I think as a campaign chair, we'll find more time to be in that item so that you can keep informing the people about the platform of Councillor Borno and Vama.
Yeah, a few seconds, I was
there. Yeah, go ahead.
Because we have sat here and heard nothing about the United Party. Of course, there were very brief statements that Mr. Vama or Honorable Vama made about the United Party. You know, he's running on this United Party. And along with him, you have our people have two persons to vote for, and one of those will be Joseph M. Boakai, our uncle, our grandfather, someone who has been very dutiful to the Laboran people. So we can sit here this morning, we're all talking about Joseph Boakai. Whenever you lie down, you have something to do, please think about Honorable Boakai.
Okay, the voice of the campaign chairman of Councillor Borno M. Vama, Mr. Axel Vama. Okay, Councillor, we are pressed against time. We are about to close.
Okay, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I hope the opportunity can be provided more frequently because we're going to be here now to make sure that we remain engaged with our people, so that they can make a very wise decision in electing us on October 10th. They will not be making mistakes if they have us elected, because representation comes with competence and qualification, and we think we are better prepared to serve our people. It is not time to experiment the position as representative. This is time to make sure that the best person is elected. Someone who has worked in the government, someone who has lived with the people, someone who has done a lot more things. I don't want to close without addressing the question that somebody asked, what I have done for myself.
Yeah.
I don't understand that question, to be very frank. I'm a taxpayer. I own a lot of properties around this country. I have worked for my people here in Gombeya and Bakweta specifically. I made farms there where I've helped my people. I paid the school fees of most of our students by myself. I don't have to tell you that that's what I'm doing. But since you ask the question, let me tell you, I'm interested in building the capacity of our people. Exactly, that's what I've been doing. And also, looking at my experience and competence that I bring to the table.
Yeah, I don't want you to go to that one again because
so it is good.
You talk about it a lot from the beginning.
Yeah, it is just
Councilor,
whatever doubt that you have can be laid to rest with what I bring to the table. So I have done a lot for myself that you can even speak to. Yeah.
There's a community forum today organized by the Center for the Promotion of Democracy and Development.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. So, you are invited to that program, I'm told.
I've been invited. Yesterday, they met with me. We discussed the issue very well, and we'll be there to honor their invitation.
Okay, that's great. So, what could be your final message to the people of Gbapuru as with respect to the campaign free violence?
We are an emerging democracy. What we do in Bobo District must inform the aggregate, the national. So, we want to encourage our people. A particular case has been reported to me, we are still investigating, about campaign violence in Toto Kole last evening. So we'll send our people to investigate, and then we'll come back to inform our people that a certain individual was beaten almost to death by a certain representative supporter. But that still is being investigated. We don't want to see any electoral violence in Bobo District in this election. Let us discuss the issues very well. You don't have to support me. You can disagree with me, but let us bring the issues to the table. It is based on the issues that the people will make the ultimate decision to elect whoever they want to elect. And I want to encourage my people, the chiefdoms in Bobo District, the villages, the clans in Bobo district, the towns in Bobo district, the youth community, the women community, the elders, everyone, I'm here for you. I want you to make a wise decision. Bobo district has been a district currently that has been laughed at because of representation that we have in the legislature. We have a representative who has failed our people, Isami Sena, you journalist, before the issue very well, who has failed from year one to year end. This is the time. This is the only opportunity that you have to make a change. And that change is to elect Councillor Bono Masamai Vama as your next representative of Bobolu District. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you all.
The voice of Councillor Bono Vanamai Vama. I don't know what I call that name correctly.
Masamai
Vama. Okay, let me say thanks for tuning in. For all of you that try calling and those who call in, the program is the Early Morning Chat. This is how we come to the end of this particular Wednesday edition. My name is Henry B. Boruma Jr. Please join us this evening by 8 o'clock for a repeat of this particular edition. Better still, tomorrow morning, a fresh edition of the program Early Morning Chat with fascinating topic will be here. Bye-bye for now. Keep listening to this radio to 10 o'clock this morning. But before I go, let me let you to know that God has called us to be his representative in our community, our district, our county, and our nation. Mama Liberia, select candidates who will represent you, your views, and work for you in this particular 2017 election. Bye-bye for now.